The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble.
Gambling was something that I did.
A clever way to circumvent Dan actually making bets himself by using a proxy.
And I became consumed by it.
And now, joined by Bad Larry and Dylan the Graphics Guy, here's Dan Patrick.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
Wait, I just... Picture Day Ray said that you're at the cemetery?
I just saw Frank Martin, who was, I don't know if you remember, he was the Wizard of Oz. I just saw his grave. And now the girls are wandering over to some artist, Jean Baptiste or something. But I came back to the car for the call.
Okay.
But, we're wandering around Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, and then the girls want to walk across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to jump.
So you're at the cemetery, but nobody died?
Oh, no, nobody died. I'm just, they want... Last night, we were just drinking, and they just said, let's drive to the Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn. I hear it's beautiful. And it's not bad, actually.
I do love a good
cemetery.
After the
show, I'm going to continue our wander.
Okay.
Fucking weirdo.
Seems a little, yeah. A little creepy.
Everyone loves to go to New York to see the cemeteries, I think.
Well, I'm in Brooklyn right now, and we will be doing Peter Luger's around 3 o'clock. Oh, so okay. I'll do the walk across the bridge, and then I'll start pounding.
You're a fucking tourist. That's it.
Peter Luger's one of the great steakhouses in America.
They lost their Michelin star, though, this year.
Oh, they did? Make sure you bring cash, Larry. They don't take credit cards there.
I got plenty of cash on me. We're good.
Larry, where exactly are you?
Dig up a tombstone.
I'm exactly at, right, I can look at this guy, Jean Baptiste, some artist, and I'll tell you what, there's Marlboro Jean cigarette Baptiste? Packs.
Basquiat?
Wait, hold on, Larry. Is it Basquiat?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, my God.
Not very well-known artist.
I don't know golfers, and I don't know... Is he a graffiti artist? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of...
He's not a...
around his grave.
He's a famous...
People are smoking and drinking.
He's a famous... he dated Madonna. He's... Well, a lot of people did. But he's a famous artist who passed away at a young age. He and Andy Warhol were in business together. But
there's a bunch of like pencils left at the gravesite, and there's a whole. I mean, you can tell that this grave gets visited way more than most of them in this place.
I think he's more famous than the Tin Man.
It was the Wizard of Oz, not the Tin Man.
Okay, probably more famous than the Wizard of Oz.
No, Frank Martin. See, I thought you were talking about the South Carolina basketball coach. Like, oh my God,
former K-State.
Frank Martin died. K-State coach. Wow.
I'm talking the wizard.
Okay. All right. It is 420.
Hallelujah.
At least we're recording this on 420. And Picture Day Ray said that you guys needed to have a 420 story, or at least a reefer story. Bad Larry, I've been around you over 20 years. I don't know if I've ever seen you partake in said reefer.
I didn't even know what that 420 meant. Now I'm figuring it out. Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big pot guy, Dan, but I remember back in college, Heiner and Nolan tried to get me high, and I heard that you didn't get high the first time you smoked. So I'm
okay.
I smoked.
Hold on, hold on. Let me help you here. Tell a fucking story. Nobody knows who Heiner and John Nolan are. So you say my roommates tried to get me high. Therefore, the audience doesn't. Okay, let's try it again.
Okay,
there we go.
My two roommates tried to get me high, and I didn't think I was high. So to prove to them, I took one of my notebooks and went into the shower, turned the shower on, and sat in the tub and was writing myself a note to prove to them that I wasn't high. then I just looked at myself, and I had the shower going. The book is all wet and shit, and I said, oh, fuck, I guess I'm high.
That's amazing.
That's a good story.
That's good.
That's a good story. Dylan, can you, kind of break this down to one moment here?
I mean, so I don't smoke weed anymore. I actually have a theory that everyone hates it, but everyone's too afraid to admit it due to social constructs. But I don't smoke anymore. I used to. There's a lot. I mean, I guess like a freshman year of college, I went to a concert, took acid, came back home, and it was like 3 a.m. I had class at 10, and I was like, ah, fuck it, I'm not going to go. Took another tab of acid, and then like 8 o'clock rolled around, and I smoked some weed, and I was like, fuck. I'd like psyched myself in. I was like, all right, I'm going. So I go to class and sit down. There's like this girl just like demolishing an Italian combo across from me. And it's like the only other person in the room. And I was sitting there. I was like, this was a fucking terrible mistake. And then I sat there for 2 hours and sweated it out. And then I went and dropped the class that afternoon. I was like, I'm not going back in there.
Can't do it.
Well, why don't you stop, taking the acid? Then maybe you would have enjoyed the class.
But I was like, I was totally committed to not going. And then I smoked weed and I was like, fuck, I didn't go last week either. I got to do it. So I like showered, walked in there, and I was like.
So the weed motivated you.
Motivated me and then also just ruined my morning, too.
That's rare that weed would motivate you.
I think it was like a reverse psychology.
Was that the name of the class? Or
no, it was like, I think it was like 17th century history. I was like, I'm going to fail this anyways. I may as well just drop it.
Shay, you got
yeah, I got a bunch.
At least one.
I got one that I can really, and there was I smoke weed every day. Every day. Right before bed, I get stoned and I sleep better. Better than pills. But there was a time in my life when I took a break from the weed, years off. And then I was in Greece, and I wanted to get stoned. I was in Athens, and I had to go score from some, dirtbag. And you had to give him the cash up front, right, of course. And I was like, I'm getting robbed. Like, fuck this, whatever. So he comes back with, like, the dirtiest, worst ditch weed I've ever seen in my life. But it's been years since I smoked. So I rolled a fatty up, and I got stoned right in the middle of a plaza, right? Below the Acropolis, I got ripped, and then I went back to the hotel room, and I was ordered room service, and then I started digging in my leg, because I thought there was, I don't know why, but I dug so much, I put like a dent in my shin, in between the shin and the fat. There's like still a dent there, a fucking dent from Athens, Greece, getting ripped, and I just ate all the food in the world, and my legs, I couldn't feel them. It was great. It was phenomenal.
Okay.
Dan, you?
I'm not a pothead, Fokker.
No?
No. Never been.
Should be.
I will.
You're on my side, then.
I was just telling this story to the Danettes when I was coming in here. I said, I said to Fritzy, I said, I got to get you high. You need to get high.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, that pendulum could swing either way, I think, with Todd.
He would eat everything.
He could just become fully schizophrenic after that.
He could, but that would be good entertainment. Yeah. It's all about content.
Content.
But I also told the story of... Shay gave me some chocolate gummies, and I thought, okay. And you'd be like, Danny, I got some gummies.
Hell yeah.
And I go, okay, all right. And you go, just take a little. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a little before I go to bed. I think I took half of this little piece of chocolate. The next day, I'm still fucked up. I'm driving to work, and I almost turned around. I like was halfway to work, and I thought, I'll just turn around and then see if my wife will drive me to work.
Doesn't work.
You just got to ride it out at that point.
Yeah, right.
I had a bad experience with edibles as well. First time I smoked, my friends were like, oh, let's go watch Inception. And they were like, oh, we're going to take...
Fuck that.
Some of us are smoking, some of us are going to take edibles. I never smoked, so I was like, I'll take the edible. They hand me a cookie, and I just figured it was like a bag of cookies, and it's one cookie for like four people. I just eat the whole thing, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And so we went to the movie, and then halfway through, I called my dad to pick me up. And I think he's learning about that right now.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything that needs to be recapped? I'll start with you, Bad Lair.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago because we took last week off, and I don't remember. I mean, I remember my whatever that guy Sanjay Om or whatever his name is.
Sanjay Om
said he was like +3 and just barely made the cut, and must have had a monster Saturday and Sunday because he was in the top 20. I don't remember how we did it, but because I was up in Maine, so you know my oldest boy doesn't have a TV. You know, TVs are bad.
What the fuck?
What?
You were in like the Sahara.
What are you, a Mormon?
He has young children and he doesn't want them hooked on TV. So he has a TV, but it's in the bedroom. And it's just a pain. He has to bring it out to the living room. So I didn't watch any of the Masters. And I just every once in a while went out to the car and plugged my phone in and and we'll watch updates. And I see Sungjae must have done really well on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, he played well. That's what happens when you move up the leaderboard. You guys missed a great opportunity on DeMar Hamlin for comeback player of the year.
Yeah, stupid.
Because Picture Day Ray goes, hey, you know, DeMar Hamlin minus 150 to win the award 2 weeks ago. Now he's minus 650.
That's a lock.
Like, he has to win.
That's a
There's
lock.
No way that he couldn't, right?
Like, he could play a single game and win.
Yeah. He could play play.
I guess the second best odds for comeback player of the year are Matthew Stafford.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. He needs to come back from something.
I know.
I like the Calvin Ridley one.
Yeah, like he came back from being suspended. All right, Bad Larry, you ready to go this week?
I got him right here in front of me, Dan. I didn't bet any games for tonight, so I just bet some of the series.
Okay.
I didn't even look up the odds, so whatever.
Stop. Go ahead. You tell me the series. I'll tell you the odds.
I got the Cavs over the Knicks.
That's minus 120. Minus 120.
That's all? Shay, we might have to make a phone call after this.
Stealing.
Yeah. I mean, the Knicks suck. And I'm a Knicks fan. I got the Kings over the Golden State Warriors. I got to be getting some odds there.
Minus 170.
What?
How is that possible?
I don't know. This is DraftKings. Picture Day Ray got the odds here. So I got minus 170, which is a surprising number.
I'll take the Warriors the other side of that.
All right. You'll get your turn, Shay. All right.
Yeah. I got the Sixers over the Nets.
That's minus 4,000. God. Oh, we're okay. We're hoping for the Nets.
Oh, praying.
Yeah. I'm going to cancel that. That is not even worth the 2 units.
Okay.
Just unload on it.
I'd have to risk like 25 units to win 2 units. Yeah. So those three, those two bet series bets are 2 units each.
Okay.
And then I got 1 unit on the Celtics over the Hawks.
That's minus 5,000.
Oh, God. I was doing these last night after I got home and we decided to drive to Greenwood. I'm not betting that one either.
Okay.
What about the Lakers over the Grizzlies?
Minus 150.
Okay. I want the Lakers for the 1 unit.
Okay.
And then just the 2, I got to cross these out. Of course, I don't have a pen. I'm in Casey's car right now. I don't have a pen. Okay, you guys are going to keep track of them. Now you want the Zurich Classic. I just got, it's top 20, top 10, and top 5, all the same team.
Okay.
Morikawa and Homer.
Okay, minus 330 for a top 20 finish. Top 5 finish is plus 200. Top 10 finish for Morikawa and Homer is minus 140.
Okay, I'll keep them.
All right. Shay, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Baseball, we got the Twinkies plus 105 against the Red Sox.
Okay.
San Diego, Arizona over 9.5. Reds, I love this bet, so it's probably going to be a fucking pain in my ass. Reds plus 135 against the Buccos. And then L.A., New York under 8.5 with Nasty Nestor on the bump.
Okay.
NBA, Suns, Clippers under 226. Don't really care, but I'll be watching the game, so I had to put money on it.
226.5.
Oh, look at me. Stealing.
Okay.
I want to add, with Larry, I want to add the Lakers over the Grizzlies laying 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to add that in.
Okay. Dylan, how many bets do we have today?
Just a couple.
All right.
Some golf. It's the Chevron Championship this weekend.
It's the first major of the year for the LPGA.
It is. I'm calling my girl Nelly Korda.
Hell yeah.
All right. Gotta love Nelly Korda.
Yeah, she's got a sweet swing.
Thank you.
That's plus 1,100. And then...
What beer are you drinking?
Is this Troy Aikman?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah, that's the 8 beer.
Hey, it's only a 4% ABV. I don't know what the hell happened to Troy. But
less calories than a glass of white wine.
Give a shit.
Continue.
Is
Sungjae M going to make an appearance?
He just might, Dan, but with Keith Mitchell. So Sungjae and Keith Mitchell to win the Zurich plus 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had to do this. I'm putting half a unit on John Daly and David Duval to win at 1,000-1.
Yes! Yes!
Wait, I think it's... Is it 1,000 or is it 10,000?
So it's plus 100,000. So a dollar would win you 1,000.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And so that's it for golf. NBA, I'm taking the Nuggets to win the finals plus 900. Whoa. I like that.
Anything else?
And then boxing. I'm putting 5 units on Gervonta Davis to beat Ryan Garcia by knockout.
Crazy. You're crazy.
No.
You're crazy.
Ryan Garcia is a pussy. He's no, like he's an Instagram boxer.
He is really good on Instagram, but no. Technically speaking, the dude is good.
Wait, he's good on Instagram?
He's great on Instagram. That's like what he does for a living. He doesn't even box.
Yeah, he's like had 3 fights, yeah, and then he just like...
But technically, the guy, no.
No, I mean, he's got fast hands, but I still think
he's got great defense, dude. No fucking way. Out. No way. I will fade that shit.
Okay.
Give me odds on that.
Okay. Shay's going to fade that. All right. Anything else, Dill?
Yep, kind of forgot about the XFL, but then I remembered I'm a Sea Dragons fan.
That's right.
So I'm taking
-8.5 against
because
the Vipers.
Because you love Ben DiNucci.
DiNucci.
Genius.
You can't say that.
Why not?
I don't know. I've been told I'm not allowed to say that.
Apparently.
20% of Connecticut residents identify as Italian-American. We are fucking surrounded. It's time we start protecting ourselves.
I agree.
No. You can't say that. No, you can't say that. And aren't the Irish?
We don't like the Italians.
No, but they're it's without papers.
Yeah. So technically, anyone could be.
Yes, there's a lot of.
Stop but it, Danny.
The Italians definitely.
No, without papers.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, Danny. Okay. Italian Mussolini followers.
Okay. Here we go. you have the XFL. Anything else?
Sea Dragons -8.5 against the Vipers, and then NHL Panthers to win the series against the Bruins plus 200.
Whoa!
President's Trophy curse. The Bruins are going down.
Wait, that's after last night's game, then?
Yeah, that was this morning. The odds.
What was last night?
The game was last night. Yeah. The odds are from this morning.
Oh, okay, plus 200.
Also, I just have to point out one more thing from. Last episode, Che took Corey Connors to win, and he didn't make the cut.
There we go. I also took fucking Rambo to win, and that son of a bitch did.
Yeah, actually, Che and I both did. Larry, you're the only idiot who didn't.
I smoked the Masters.
But Larry says he doesn't know golf.
He's won more units on golf than any of us.
Or XFL or that fight boxing that they're betting on now.
You don't know NFL either, Larry.
Re-listen to the first season, Shay. You'll change your opinion.
Larry, I'd rather digest glass.
If you were smart, Larry, you'd only bet on golf.
No, I like my basketball too.
Yeah, you're pretty good with college basketball.
Yeah, I the two main sports. Shay, you got no Formula One racing this week, or what? Dylan?
No, there's no race. You should know that.
No, he shouldn't know that.
I don't fucking know that.
But, Larry,
I don't know that.
If you're curious, 2 weeks from now, it's the Azerbaijan Grand Prix.
Azerbaijan?
Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
One of the jams.
All right, so Larry, you got a busy day. You got Bed Bath & Beyond, and you got the cemetery.
If there's time.
Brooklyn Bridge and then Peter Luger's. That's all I got.
Fucking nerd.
Man, you live the life. And once again, open invitation for you to stop by. Remember 2 weeks ago you were going to stop by at like 8 in the morning? You said, hey, I might stop by.
You were off for the week.
No, the previous week before, you said, hey, maybe I'll be up there at 8 o'clock. I said, all right, stop by. And everybody said, there's no way you're stopping. Zero. And you didn't.
He sent us a picture of the exit as he was driving by.
Yes. Oh, right. Yeah. I was driving to Maine. I was driving to Maine.
All right. Well, once again, open invitation for you to stop by, have some beers, and just get to know everybody, Larry.
I will definitely do that. You know I will do it.
I don't know that.
Okay, well, Shay and Dylan, I can't wait to meet you two. And Picture Day Ray's coming out with us, too.
I feel like a battered housewife at this point, Larry. Just you keep telling me the same thing, and I keep coming and crawling back.
That's right.
Well, we look forward to having these guys meet you.
And I look forward to meeting them. Shay and Dylan, good luck.
Good luck, brother.
This week. All right. Dylan, I don't know. Am I betting on that fight?
Yeah, yeah. Take the pretty boy.
Take Garcia. Ryan Garcia with Shay, so it's a lock for me.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, so I can't bet it.
Larry, have a great day. Well, you don't.
Does that mean anything?
I don't mean shit here.
Nobody knows anything on this, and they still bet.
Believe it or not, I'm not an LPGA handicapper, Larry.
Have a great afternoon there. Do you know how many dead people are in that cemetery?
All of them, Dan.
There you go.
I'm going to meet my wife and my sister-in-law at Horace Greeley's grave right now.
All righty.
Go west, young man.
All righty.
That was good.
All right. Thank you. Well, by the way, Shay and Irving, his podcast, that's the name of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you consume your podcast, look for, ask for Shay and Irving.
Yeah, it's been weird. We took the week off. The roommate and the kids were out of town for spring break, so, I mean, Daddy was getting it in. Not a podcasting week for me, but we'll be back this week.
So the kids went on vacation without you?
I was home alone for a week, Danny.
How did you pull that off?
I don't know. I got a jobby job. I was like, I can't take a week off.
Yeah.
She was like, we're leaving. I was like, adios, not taking you to the airport. See ya. Have fun at LaGuardia. I'm fucking out of here. It was fantastic. I felt alive for the first time in a decade, Danny.
Shay and Irving Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Have a great sporting weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.